You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of August 21st, 2013. And welcome to the wide world of sports. Video games.
Welcome back to the Experience Points podcast. I'm George Albor.
And I'm Scott Juster.
And we are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net, a site dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of video games.
Today we're on the sidelines coming at you from wonderful Candlestick Stadium.
We are. Oh, man. I wish I could do as good of a sports announcer impression as you do.
It's running out because the point of this podcast is to talk about sports games. And, you know, we'd say we talk about a serious but not humorless conversation about video games, but there's definitely some favoritism going on in terms of what video games
there is. When was the last time we played, I don't know, like a children, there's like horse games for little girls and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the horse betting games from Japan.
Oh,
like,
that one. I mean, those ones too.
Yeah, actual horse racing games.
Did you play Euro Truck Simulator?
Okay, apparently Euro Truck Simulator is like the new fun thing to play with a significant...
But is this like YOLO? Is this just like irony? Like, I'm not entirely convinced.
I don't know. We don't know, because we're talking about cool video games this week. Video games that cool people play.
Sports video games. NBA, NFL,
I mean,
FIFA.
I was watching real football this past weekend. And
None of that fake
virtual football. And I remarked to myself, I don't know the last sports game I played. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll ask George, what's the last sports game he played?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so, well, obviously this is ripe for podcasting. So I'm actually going to think of the last sports game I played. So growing up, I played a fair number of sports games.
Sure.
My brother and I had Madden. We had a couple NBA Lives. NHL 94.
Oh yeah, I played a lot of NHL, yeah. Actually. Weird, man. Callback.
Yes, but I'm not the only one. When we were at work the other day, and some person brought in his old Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. NHL 94 was there.
Yeah,
like I feel like everybody played that game, and then after a certain point,
real quick, were you ever into hockey outside of NHL 94?
No. Well, I mean, I grew up in, like, you know, the 90s, so Wayne Gretzky was pretty cool. Okay. But, like, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like,
right.
And the Mighty Ducks.
Well, but we didn't live in Minnesota, right?
So. Right. I mean, you know, we lived in California, so whatever. I mean, but the point was, everyone seemed to have played that game. You know, played a couple of the Maddens. Nothing newer than, I would say, 2003, maybe? At that.
2003. That's the last sports game you played?
No, it was the last Madden I seriously owned. Like, sure. I played Madden since then, but, like, I feel like the last Madden I owned the disc of was easily 10 seasons ago.
Yeah, I can't even remember. I feel like, God, a FIFA game from probably, like, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I owned?
I remember playing that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, someone down the hall, if not you, have.
Yes,
I know we would play FIFA every once in a while. And so, like, just trying to figure out, like, one, why we don't play sports games.
What happened?
Well, yeah, like, what happened? And yeah. Two, like, what might bring us back in and, like, what we're looking for. And also, if that niche is being filled by other stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, why did I do it early on, fall off the wagon, and have never gone back?
Right.
You know?
All right. Well, where should we start?
I want to start with the sports game I probably played the most, which was Ken Griffey Jr. Presents Major League Baseball.
Really?
For the Super Nintendo.
Oh, a baseball game, not a football game.
No, baseball, for all sure. Right. And I don't know why. It came out around, I don't know, 93, 94. Mm-hmm. Probably the last great two-dimensional baseball game.
Yeah.
In the spirit of, like, RBI baseball, like,
yep.
In the 8-bit days. Did not have the MLB Players Union sign-off on it, so the teams were branded. Players were not.
Oh, so you'd be playing the Orioles, but you'd be playing fake players?
Yes, fake names. with mysteriously the very accurate stats for the 1993 season.
Awkward.
Except for Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he was the only guy who got signed.
So, like, the Seattle Mariners, because Nintendo owned maybe a majority or at least a very large stock, continues to own, actually, mm-hmm. a very large portion of the Seattle Mariners, they were all named after internal Nintendo EAD people.
That's pretty awesome.
So, like, Dan Austin was there, and, like, all the other...
My dream since I was a kid was to be a character in a fake baseball video game.
Licensed by the teams, okay, just good. Not the players.
So, what was it about that game that, like, sucked so much time? Why did you play it so much?
Well, I mean, there's the one thing, which is, like, the time and place.
Yep.
You know, me and my brother were kids, and we only had a certain number of games we could play. At the time, we were actually pretty into baseball. Like, I grew up pretty into baseball as a mm-hmm. kid. And it got to the point where we just understood the systems so well that we knew... You know, it gets to the point where you understand any game really well, where, like, if something comes off the bat at a certain angle, you already know it's going to be a double. You don't even have to, like...
Yep.
And there's no mistakes either. The other person you're playing doesn't make a mistake either. So it is much more like how actual baseball or football
that's like
happens.
Some badass, like... 9-year-olds or whatever.
Well, but I mean, like, I feel like that's the reason why we played it, is because it also had that level of sophistication where, like, you know, it's two dimensions. You can, as you pitch it, you can press up to slow the ball down as it comes towards the batter. You can press down to speed the ball up, and you can go left and right.
Yeah.
But that's all you can do. Like, mm-hmm. there's no three-dimensional space. You can't put weird spin on it.
You can't light it on fire.
You can't light it on fire like Mutant League or whatever.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's a thing, though, because, like, now baseball games are so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, then they're not super complicated when compared to something like Madden, I would say, but, like...
Yeah, but surely your skill of consuming complicated things has improved, right? Like, as a...
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent...
Maybe.
I mean, because I'm thinking... Yeah. I'm thinking back as well, playing some of those games, NHL, Madden, baseball.
Mm.
What's weird is that you said you were really into baseball at the time. I grew up in, like, a soccer family, so baseball, football, we never watched it.
Mm.
But I don't remember playing soccer games at all. I only remember playing hockey, football, and baseball.
I don't remember if soccer games really took off until...
Yeah,
I feel like soccer games have been kind of late to the party, but also then really popular.
And I remember playing a lot of those as well, but you're right. It was, at least for me, it was very similar to your experience, where it was situational.
Yeah.
It was with my, like, you know, close friends. More often than not, it was with my brother, almost exclusively for a while, just my brother.
Exactly.
And when we would play as deeply competitive thing. It was not like, oh, let's recreate whatever. Mm-hmm. It is super competitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although one thing I do remember doing, and this does have to do with soccer, is at some point... whenever the World Cup came around, or any large cup, so I guess the World Cup's once every 4 years and a few other regional cups, we would recreate those matches together.
Yeah.
And play a full-length game. So except we're talking that, like 45-minute halves.
The player's stats were all messed up.
Oh, yeah. And of course, like, the scoring is outrageous. We each get like 50 points or whatever. Yeah, which never happens in soccer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the alluring things about those old sports games is that you could just play them in a more arcade style.
Yeah.
I mean, they are complicated, obviously, and you do have to know the rules. It helps to know the rules of whatever sport game you're playing. But, again, going back to NHL, having, like, you know, three different players get a hat trick in the same game.
Right.
And, you know, you're kind of treating it like an arcade game and not like a tactical setup is something that might be different.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. The ability to just pick up and play and... I don't know, almost do it casually, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you're right, when I think about now, like, I mean, there's a few reasons why I think I don't play sports games today, but I think one of them is because it still seems like a huge time investment.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know the teams in real life, I don't know the players in real life, and these days, you know, some sports games let you draft players and build your own team out of real life people. I could delve into the stats available in the game, but, you know, that's not... It's not the same style of, like, oh, you've only got a few buttons, you've only got a few options, you know, pass, block, tackle, side tackle.
And, you know, there's a physics model in those old games, but it's not really based on any real world physics model, you know?
I mean, there are those, like, crazy physics models you see in GIFs all the time of, like, soccer players.
Yeah, but that's when,
like,
it goes
kissing
bad.
Each other.
Yeah, like, That's when it goes. That's when physics goes bad. But I mean, you know, the interactions are, I feel, so much more complex now that maybe you're right. Maybe it's just a time thing. Like, I'd have to think about it so much more.
Right.
Did you ever get into, like, the, I don't know what to call them, I guess, almost like novelty sports games, like NBA Jam or like...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The big one I remember, and I don't even remember the name, but there was a game where you could light the baseballs on fire.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these crazy mutant abilities.
It was almost like Mutant League was...
Was that it?
I mean, that is one.
There was like a small genre of these.
Yeah, yeah. And I think even in some of the... I think even some of the bases loaded games, the ball would catch on fire every once in a while.
Yeah, you could make it like the curveball would like waffle back and forth, like almost like a Warner Brothers cartoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Possibly with like a hilarious
noise. And I think that might be might actually be one of the reasons I think I moved away from sports games is because once you start adding that level of flair, it's sort of hard. It's hard to come back to the mundane, you
know? Like, once you play Blitz, you can't play Madden. Well,
yeah, I mean, to some extent, right? Like, once you... I compare this all the time when people look at League of Legends and they're like, oh, that game's so confusing. But it's like, it's pretty simple to understand. And these guys light shit on fire and there's like a robot man and that's so cool. Why would you watch baseball?
I think I mean, NBA Jam, obviously. Yeah. A little bit of Blitz... They tried to kind of continue on the idea of NBA Jam after it went 3D with, I forget what it was called. Oh, it wasn't the NBA Live series. I forget what it was called. I mean, there's a couple. There's like also
NBA
that.
NBA Street or something?
Yeah, there's the NBA Street series, which is very similar, like, in spirit, if not execution.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any others that I got into. I never really played boxing games other than Punch-Out.
Oh, yeah. I actually did play a couple of boxing games. My brother got them.
Were they, like, straight-up boxing games?
Yeah, they were straight-up boxing games, yeah. I also played, for some weird reason, I played, like, three different Olympics games. Going all the way back to, the Nintendo pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just mash on the A button until it breaks, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, and they always kind of put those out every once in a while. Yep. Like, they're usually terrible.
I mean, usually it's Sonic and Mario doing it, right?
That's another genre of sports games. So, like, I have played a fair amount of, like, Mario Golf or the equivalent that the company that Nintendo had do Mario Golf, I believe, was the same company that did, like, Hot Shots Golf for, like, the non-Nintendo systems.
Yeah, I played Hot Shots Golf, too. Yeah. Actually, a couple of... Man, for some reason now, all these sports games are flooding back to me.
Right, I mean, there's more.
One of the Tiger Woods golf games as well.
Which are, I mean, usually pretty well regarded.
Yeah.
They don't put them out as often, I feel like, especially after the Tiger Woods unpleasantness.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not as much of an annual cycle, I feel like.
I also played a ping pong game.
Oh, Rockstar put out
maybe it was a
table tennis game. I forget what the name is off the top of my head, but
Paint the Line or whatever.
I mean, it was similar to it was funny because that was their next gen engine that they used for like GTA and Red Dead, and it started off as kind of like, okay, we're gonna test this out, but instead of like what could have been a tech demo was actually a very hardcore table tennis game, you know, like spins and like various ways of managing the table. I never got to play that all that often, but that was kind of interesting. I mean, the tennis games that I have played the most were the Mario tennis games.
Yep.
Like Virtua Tennis was the other big one, which was popular, but, you know, I didn't have a Dreamcast, and then after that point, it was like...
And you weren't like a huge Andre Agassi fan at the point?
I mean, I was, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Nintendo character, you know, the Mario Tennis... was, I feel like, faithful enough to the spirit of, like, the basic spirit of the game, which is, like, hit the ball back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but it has that sort of cultural weight. It's cute. Yeah. It's appealing.
Well, I mean...
It's welcoming.
It's welcoming, but it's also, like... I think Mario Tennis has gotten wackier as the years have gone on. Mm-hmm. Like, it used to be much more, like, you got an overspin, you have a drop shot, you have smashes. I mean, you have a couple, like, wacky-looking things where the ball catches on fire, but it doesn't...
But now, like, Yoshi can, like, swallow the ball.
Right. I mean, it was more like accoutrements rather than actual, like, shy guys blasting out of the floor or something like that. You know, I mean, it was much more, like, rooted in the game itself, but packaged in a way that people who maybe don't know anything about tennis would still get something out of, because, you know, it's Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we played a fair amount of sports games.
We did. A remarkable amount.
Oh, how about racing games? Auto race, auto sports.
Do those count as sports? No, I did. Yeah, I played some of those. You know, Cruising USA, does that count?
Well, I mean, I think auto racing is probably the number one genre where, like, the wackiness kind of took root early, and yeah. I never really looked back.
I played a pretty early Gran Turismo.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I feel like everyone played Gran Turismo 1.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who had a PlayStation basically played that. But I got left behind by all that. I mean, I played Mario Kart, but that's pretty much it.
I played a NASCAR game once as well.
So how was that?
I mean, it was probably a really shitty NASCAR game. you know, come to think of it, maybe this is why I don't play sports games, is maybe I played so many that I got, like, burnt out with crappy sports games or something. Mm. I don't know.
What would Burnout be? Nah, Burnout's more of a kart racing thing. I mean, like, yeah. Obviously it is more realistic in its visuals and maybe its handling, but, I mean, it's pretty wacky.
Yeah, I play, like, Ridge Racer a lot. I played that one quite a bit.
Yeah.
Excitebike, does that count?
Back in the day of motocross.
Road Rash, that's basically a racing game, right? Yeah,
bashing people with chains. That's what happens in Moto X. So we have, like, a history of playing them.
We do.
Why haven't we played them over the past 5 to 10 years?
So boring. Ugh.
Are they, though?
I don't know. I mean, I think...
I feel like they're kind of the same.
Maybe that's why, though. I mean, you know.
Mm, good point.
I mean, here's the thing. I think that one of the biggest reasons I stopped playing it is because I stopped having people to play with.
Mm.
Like, just like a lot of other games that I've talked about before, when I think of sports games, I think of couch co-op.
Mm.
And I can't imagine, like, I just can't imagine playing some of those games again today,
right,
purely online. I don't know what that would look like, how that would feel,
yeah,
you know? Be it a racing game, be it, you know, Madden or what have you.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun when people are in the room with you.
Yeah. I guess that's probably explains the FIFA stuff. Because last time we played that, we were probably in college and we were living with a bunch of people.
And we were playing, like, 4-on-4 and
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but we could probably understand the complexities, right? I think so. I'm relatively confident in our ability to, like, pick up.
Well, but here's the other thing. I was never good at them. I mean, like, I was okay.
Right.
You know, I could hold my own sometimes with my brother, but for the most part, I consistently got thwomped.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like also playing against the same person over and over again gives you a certain type of skill with the game.
Yeah.
You get good at playing that person.
Oh, yeah. But if that person is not a higher skill bracket or doesn't learn or adapt, then you're just going to be... You might as well be playing against a bot.
Right. So we talked a little bit about this before we started recording, but what about like the managerial sims?
So I never played any of those managerial sims, I don't think.
Yeah.
But I actually think that that's one of the few sports experiences that could potentially get me back into a sports game.
Mm. It's one of the ones I've never played. I've never played like an MLB manager. I think maybe even the show has something like that. Or Football Manager.
Yep.
Always pops up on every Steam sale, I feel like.
Well, but I mean, we both play fantasy football, right?
Mm-hmm.
In some way, that's sort of like you're managing a team.
Yeah.
You don't actually play any of the games.
Yeah.
You're deciding who to put in, who to pick up off the waivers, mm-hmm, who to drop.
Yeah.
You go through the draft. I mean, that is really appealing to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a level of complexity that I find daunting when looking at some of those sim games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see spreadsheets...
Right.
You know, and,
well, and also it's like you're not just picking like a set number of players. You're picking like 40 players for a football team just in case someone gets injured or something. And like you need every defensive position. And like, you know, I feel like there's a much more granular ask from the game to be like, nah, you have to pay attention to this too.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think that I could actually be into those. I mean, it seems to me like that would be a natural progression from playing fantasy football for, what is it, like 5 or 6 years at this point.
Yeah.
I think I could get into that. But I think one of the reasons I haven't been into it yet is that I think it's constantly a difficult sell to convince people to play another sports game.
Mm.
Like, what is it about Madden 2014,
right,
or Madden 25, I think, is the next one coming out,
mm-hmm,
that is so much better than the previous iteration, and the previous iteration before that, on, you know, ad nauseum into the past? I don't particularly care about its accuracy with today's sports teams,
mm-hmm,
right? Picking up a game of tennis that came out in 2005 is no different to me than playing a game of tennis that came out last week. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care if the stats are up to date. Functionally, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So how do you convince someone who's been out of sports games for so long to get back into a sports game? Yeah. I mean, it just sounds silly, you know? It sounds like someone asking you to, I don't know, like get back on the saddle for something that you just haven't done in so long.
Mm. Tom Bissell wrote an interesting article. I think it was even last year, where he went to EA and he went to John Madden's house, like just talking about the development of last year's Madden. And he addressed, at a certain point, he addressed that point. It's like, first of all, it's weird that every year, basically the best Madden game ever made is made.
Yeah.
You know, because like, theoretically, they're iterating on all the mistakes and successes they had. So like, you know, they're improving it.
And I've looked at the next one. It looks freaking cool, right? Yeah. And like, if I were into football games, I think this next Madden looks awesome.
Yeah.
But
how do you sell it? You know, how do you sell someone on, well, you know, we've kind of figured out how best to do the controls, but the big draw this year is like hot reads are going to be easier or the physics model makes it look a bit more natural or weather or something like that. You know, it starts getting so specific where
it's almost like, what would Internet Explorer have to do to convince you to come back to Internet Explorer?
And have to go back in time and, you know, not have all those ActiveX vulnerabilities.
Yeah,
But, you know, it's interesting you brought that up because Internet Explorer is actually a pretty solid browser these days.
Yeah.
It's just that no one wants to use it and therefore no developers support it and therefore it doesn't get any traction.
Yeah, it's super bizarre. And, you know, right now, I mean, this is weirdly off topic, but I use Google Chrome. I used Firefox for a very long time.
Yeah.
And from what I heard, at some point after I switched, Firefox fixed a lot of the issues that I had with them. But I haven't gone back because you can't just say, look, we've made something better. You have to convince me that it's so much better that I want to spend my time with that as opposed to the thing I've already found myself with. Because there's a lot of games to play. I play a lot of video games.
Yeah.
None of them are sports games. So when you're saying, oh, George, come play the next Madden.
Yeah.
It's not just say, hey, you've got some free time, play Madden. It says, hey, put down that weird game that you were going to play this week and instead try a football game.
Right. What if, because the big elephant in the room is, I mean, both of us are fairly into, if not, you know, crazy into the esports scene and like watching things.
Yeah.
And like, but I mean, you pointed out earlier before we started recording is that what if they gave away Madden for free?
Yep.
And what if it was like Dota or League of Legends? You know, how would that change your interest in it? Because, you know, if you take a look at Dota or League today and the League of several years ago, it is the same basic game in the same way that Madden is the same basic game. You still got to get to the end zones, but they've changed so much about it. Like the passing is all different. The running is different. And like, you could easily say you could easily say with League, like, oh, it's so totally different. This person's attack has completely changed over the past 3 years.
Yep.
These new characters have totally counterbalanced these other players. Like it's almost the same argument, but like one is extremely popular with a group of people that don't really overlap with the other group.
Yeah.
You know,
what would the free-to-play model be, though, for Madden? Like, okay, so yes, I think I could be convinced. If you were like, George, Madden 25 is free for this month, come play with me. Sure, why not?
What if you did this?
Can I buy hats, like, for my...
Hey, no, I'm dead serious. Like, what if you did this? Throwback jerseys? You have to buy those.
Yeah.
Premium jerseys. What if you get one team for free, and then you pay for the other teams?
Yeah.
So, like, we could choose the Niners or the Raiders because we live in the Bay Area, and then we actually kind of want to play as the Packers too. Yeah. So like, all right, another dollar for the Packers. Like,
or like, what if you started a draft, right? Like, if it was an auction draft, and you get a set amount of money, you invest more money, real world money,
real dollars,
to buy more players, or you could just build your team out of what you've got and then carry it through the season and see what happens.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
I feel like that model is basically the MOBA model already.
Yeah,
but they're not necessarily willing to kill the golden goose just yet because, you know, Madden still sells millions of copies every year.
But what you're saying then is basically what I would agree with, and that is to say, if Madden or any sports franchise really went the MOBA model, you would be more compelled to play.
I mean, like, the friction is mainly, do you really want to spend $60 on Madden when they're, first of all, you're probably not going to play it all that much because, you know, you're going to play it for a little bit, but the time and the place where we spent hours and hours with sports games is probably gone.
Yeah.
And two, the next year you're going to have to spend another $60 for what is essentially what would be considered in the MOBA universe a patch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, why do that when I already have this competitive scene in this other area, you know? Which is super interesting to me. Like, how that free-to-play model has so quickly and easily, and even I don't even participate in it all that much. It's just, like, warped my perception of what is acceptable to pay for.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I don't play that many, you know, esport-considered games, and I sure as hell don't buy Madden, but I already have this conception in my head that, you know, I'd be throwing my, quote-unquote, throwing my money away on one versus the other.
Yeah, you're totally right.
And yet I would go to my parents' house right now and dig out the Ken Griffey Jr. cartridge from whatever drawer it's in and totally play it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're totally right.
Maybe it's nostalgia versus, you know.
Sure, it's probably...
Yeah,
but I mean, because here's the thing, right? In no way am I saying... By the fact that I don't play sports games today, that sports games today are bad.
Yeah.
You know, like Michael Abbott on The Brain of Gamer plays baseball games and various sports games, and he's written about them before, and he makes them sound incredibly appealing. And I could see why, especially someone just, like that.
Like, I feel like sports games, on the contrary, are probably better than they've ever
been. Yeah, better than they've ever been. Yeah, it's so strange to... I mean, and it's partially based upon our past of what we played, but... Man, there's that wall to climb. But part of it, though... I think is that they still do so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like those FIFA games make so much money, especially like worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Pro Evolution Soccer and you know Madden here in the States still does remarkably well. So I can't see them going towards that model anytime soon. Certainly not with something that would be, you know, as richly compelling and long term as like a full on draft system.
Mm-hmm. I could see maybe not next console cycle, but if and when there is another console cycle, just doing it as a subscription, kind of like how Call of Duty tried to do and is kind of moving towards right now. Like, because, I mean, honestly, like, what if you could just subscribe to Madden for slightly cheaper a year than it is to buy it, you know, all the time? Like,
yeah. Oh, how about this? Yeah. What if when you bought a subscription, you bought a package subscription with actually being able to watch...
Oh, wow.
NFL games.
Yeah.
I would sign up for that.
That's really interesting. Because, or that, let's say conversely, that NFL package. Because I always kind of am tempted, and then I realize it costs like $300 or something.
Yeah, something
ludicrous. And it's like, what? Oh my gosh. But what if that crazy $300 package also came with like a year's worth of Madden, not just a season's worth, you know? Like,
with stats that updated based upon real world games and matches?
I mean, honestly, if it feels like we're kind of like, applying modern video game economics to series that are still stuck in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's another reason why we don't play games then, right? Like, there are ways to convince us.
Yeah. That's pretty fascinating, actually. So, what if I do this? What if I rent Madden for
GameFly? What if you write a letter? Okay.
Will you play it with me?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Why not? Yeah.
All right. Maybe we should do this. Maybe once we get our hands on the next Madden, which is... either out right now or coming out very soon since the season's upon us.
Yeah,
it's probably out.
Yeah, I think it's either out now or in literally the next week.
I mean, I see posters of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's there. And then maybe we'll see if we can handle anything.
I'd love to try to do like a review podcast on something that is so difficult for me to like wrap my head around.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Sunday Night Football is coming to your experiencepoints.net. I think it's a good point to open it up to everyone else. If you want to weigh in with your thoughts, experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
Experiencepoints.net is the site. Come on down and bring your friends. Bring your whole Little League team.
Your whole team.
Your whole squad.
Yeah. Until next time, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Sweet.